right into this world all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line. On the devil's bed until you die. Gotta look this life in the eye.
Hi, this is Brian Murray, and you're listening to the Sands Columns.
Studio 65 of the Sands Underground Network. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 23 of the Sands Columns for Saturday, April 12th, 2014. I'm Cardinal, and once again, Pan Canuck and I are back to talk about the Senators and the season that's winding down. As always, we welcome your email at podcast@sandscollapse.com, and we got some this week. Yay. You can find us on Twitter and in the online forums at sandsunderground.com. Boys, that game...
That's a bit personal, isn't it?
When you're talking about getting some, you're talking about the email, right?
Yes.
Oh. You don't get it.
Leafs suck!
I get it. I'm just moving on from that. I didn't really... Anyway.
These mini eggs are delicious.
You're welcome.
Did you bring those again?
Yeah. You get to share that container. I have my own supply to keep myself going, but you guys can share that one. Because everybody wants to listen to us chomping away on mini eggs. All right.
Again, it's free.
Wow, what a start to a podcast this is.
Oh, I've mailed it in.
Oh, have you?
Okay. They can't even get mad anymore.
All right, then let's get going.
What, already?
Are we going to go around the table? All
right. You want to go around? Okay, go around the table. Over to you.
I don't know what I've been up to.
Well, I don't know what you've been up to. You got to tell me.
I know. Well, I just know I need you guys to get your equipment out of here.
All right. Do you want us to do that now or after?
Your mom's
we finish
kicking
recording?
Us out of the basement, isn't she? Yeah.
They don't own this house anymore. No, I got to put some carpet in here. That's me. Canuck, you've been away.
Yep. I was in New Brunswick.
As usual.
Yeah, that's why we're late this week.
Exactly.
Patrolling New Brunswick and Moncton and all the goodness there. I'm sure it's flooded by now.
Having some pretty, you were giving me food cravings at about 11 o'clock the other night with sending me a picture of a donair.
Greco donair.
Oh.
It's something you can only get in Atlantic Canada.
I was stuffed. I had been out to dinner. I was absolutely stuffed. And I'm looking at that going, I can't eat another bite, but I really, really want a good donair right about now. Oh, well. Could be worse.
Yeah, the two of you were texting about the donair during a game.
Well,
I was eating one while watching the game.
It wasn't a very exciting game anyway.
It's all right. Anyways, let's get going.
If things game on!
Extended mix.
We should have done an ode to Alex there and just do it to Cotton Eye Joe.
We'll do that in the...
I was looking for it.
We'll do that in the next one. Game 77, Friday, April 4th. The Habs were in town visiting the Senators. This was a 7-4 loss, which we're going to have a few things to talk about in this game, I believe.
I was there.
You were there. There were some interesting things going on in this game. Game started with Spezza was back in the lineup after...
Timeout. So it was pissing rain that day.
Yes.
I wore my new running shoes that I picked up in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that those are like for indoor running.
Are they suede?
Nope. They've got the speed holes underneath the sole.
So you had some really wet feet.
Yeah.
And the water's nice and warm. Mm. Yep. But that was fun. That put you in a great mood for this game, didn't it?
It can't be worse. And with the traffic, it's like, oh, I'm going to be a little late. It's not like I can miss much. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, no, nothing happened at the beginning of this game. Spencer was in and Jean-Gabriel Peugeot stays in. Cassian was out.
Peugeot.
Paros was in the line. Bunai was in net. Douglas Murray was suspended. Prust is out for the season. Weiss was missing. Georges has a broken hand. Moen is missing. Beaulieu is a healthy scratch, as is Rene Bourque. So it was a very unusual lineup for Montreal. Starting lineup for Ottawa was MacArthur, Turris, Stone, Greiba, Mathot, and Anderson. Great scoring opportunity by Clark MacArthur off the opening faceoff, and Turris draws a hooking penalty 10 seconds into the game. Plekanec. No shots on goal during that power play. Not a good start to a game, but
typical.
But what we're expecting, exactly. At the 2 minute and 20 second mark, Smith wins a draw. Straight back to Phillips, who takes a shot. The rebound is scooped up by Zach Smith, and at 2:28, Zach Smith scores.
Still in traffic.
1-0 Ottawa. Shots on goal by this point. 4-0 for the Sens. 2 minutes later, Hemsky scores. His 12th of the season. 2-0.
Now in the building.
Shots on goal are 5-0 Sens. There's a big opportunity for Pacioretty with a big save by Anderson after the puck bounces over the stick of Stone and Greiba. Big save by Anderson. Quick face-off win by Smith to Neal to Zibanejad through center ice. Across to Smith. Boom! Smith scores his second of the night. 3-0 Ottawa.
At the 6 minute mark. Just get to my section.
6 minute mark. At the 6 minute and 15 second mark, Tenorti levels Hemsky with a big hit. When he doesn't have the puck,
I sit down at this point.
No interference call. At 7:22, Markov scores. This was not a particularly brilliant goal by Craig Anderson. He was a bit of a stinker. And, of course, the Twitterverse explodes saying he should be pulled and Leonard should be starting the rest of the games this season.
On the one.
Et cetera. On the first one. First goal of the game.
Really?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Cardinal was not impressed with that. 2 minutes later, Weaver scores.
Yeah, you really don't. You don't like Twitter.
I don't like Twitter. I don't like some of the...
And I find it very ironic when you're calling out Twitter on Twitter.
I
know.
I'm being honest. At the 10:30 mark, it's noticed that Subban hasn't been on the ice since he was on the ice for the first two Ottawa goals. So at the 10-minute and 30-second mark, he has 37 seconds of ice time total for this game so far, and he's a minus two.
He took a 20-minute shower, missed the first period of the game.
At the 11-minute mark, there's a big collision between MacArthur and Weaver. MacArthur is very slow to get up after a massive hip check when he didn't have the puck. And again, no call. Montreal typical. 15:52, Pacioretty scores. It's now 3-3. At the end of the period, PK Subban still had 37 seconds of ice time and was still a minus two.
Norris Trophy winner.
Yep. At the end of the period, the faceoffs were Habs 5, Ottawa 17. And then I actually had to stop watching the game. I had an emergency I had to go and deal with. So, Pan, you get to take over at this point.
Don't worry about it because the census pretty much went with you.
Okay. Over to you. Your impressions of this game. Any thoughts you had?
You ever had diarrhea? It's kind of like that. You just kind of happy when it's over.
Oh, I thought you were talking about pooping the bed. Okay. Well.
Now, after it was 4-3, Ottawa did tie it up, but the goal was called back because a Montreal player hit Price. Or not Price, whoever the hell the...
Boudai. So, it's goalie interference
if you hit your own goalie.
Oh. Montreal typical.
Yep.
It's typical! Montreal typical!
Thank you.
This was potentially the worst experience I had at the building ever.
Yeah, how was your view of the ice?
I'm in row A. I pay premium for that. And the guy next to me, he was excited and all of that, and that's fine. But he was leaning on the banister, I guess you could call it.
That rail.
Railing.
The railing.
With
the whole
elbow.
Game. With his elbow up.
Yes.
You tweeted a brilliant picture of what your view of the ice was.
Yeah.
You could see from the center line to your end, and you sit in the corner.
Sorry. Yeah. Mm. And then
you said something to him, right?
Why? The usher was standing right there looking at it. This is a story I wanted to tell you guys. Mm. A couple years ago, I went to Vancouver and watched a game. In Vancouver, every row has the railing. Everyone.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No. Montreal has that up high, right?
Okay, yeah. So each level has that. When I went, the guy that sat next to me was at least 6 foot five, well over 300 pounds. Just a monster of a guy.
Okay.
And the way that he had to sit, he ended up pushing me all the way to the edge of my seat. So the only way for me to be comfortable was, because he was on my left, was to just lean a bit and then rest my arm on the railing, because that's my natural feel.
Okay.
The second that I would touch the rail, the usher would go, no, don't touch that. Hands down, because it interferes with everybody else's view. He's like, okay. But I'm stuck in my corner. The second time I touched it, I got yelled at.
By an usher?
By the usher. They were just on the ball. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing, like he already told me, but then it's like I told him, like, I have no space. After the first intermission, go back to my seat after taking my break. That guy is no longer in the seat. So I have a feeling that the usher probably saw what the problem was. Obviously, you're not going to point out a guy that's that big, but just say, you know what? Let's move you down here.
Hmm.
Problem solved.
Nice.
Moved him down to 100 level?
Wherever it was, maybe put him up in a box somewhere, like high in the sky. Or
end row seat.
But it's not comfortable for him. It's not comfortable for me.
Yeah.
Ottawa, she's right in my view. You've seen my seats.
Yep.
I'm the seat 5 and 6, I think it is. She's right there. She's looking in my direction, and she does nothing.
Did you get up between periods and say, hey?
Not my job.
Not your job, but I mean, if they're not doing anything, that's when you walk over and go, see this? Do something about it.
Do something!
Well, if you don't
no,
say
no, but
it.
You know what? It's because in the intermissions, the ushers are just gone.
Well, then get up in the middle of the period, like TV timeout. I would have. I mean, it's not, you shouldn't have to, but it's either do that or suffer in silence. Those are your two options.
I just went to Twitter.
All right. Yeah.
How'd that work for you?
I got shelled. Second intermission, I went to the washroom. 4 Hab fans cut right in front of me in the line.
Nice.
So then
it's kind of like driving in Montreal too. You get people cut in front of you there too.
Yeah. It was just like their traffic.
Well, driving in Montreal is dump and chase. As long as you drive right, you know, Ottawa is neutral zone trap, but Montreal's dump and chase. So as long as you drive the right way in Montreal, everything's fine. I don't have a problem driving in Montreal. You know, those ever.
Merge lanes that come together and then the little dotted line in the middle just stops. It's like, you guys sorted it out.
Exactly. One goes, the next one goes, one goes, the next one goes. It works fine. Works for me.
Anyway, and so then they're like, you know what? No. On va les laisser passer, il part. So in English, it's we're gonna let them go ahead of us because they're losing. Like, no, I was here fucking first. And it's not because we're losing, it's because you're the dick that's cutting in front. Anyway, so then they got behind me and they chirped me the whole time in French, thinking I didn't understand. I didn't really understand because it was too slangy. But and then there was at one point where they ended up like
you don't speak
tapping on me.
You don't speak Point Gatineau French?
No, but this is also like Montreal.
Well, theirs is better. Well, unless it's like Verdun. Verdun French or Saint-Henri.
So, I couldn't follow. And I was wearing the CC jersey and now they were making puns about sissy. Which I'm sure are quite hilarious, but it's like, why do you have to chirp out fans? I don't like chirping out the fans. It's you can boo the other team or just whatever, but what does chirping other fans get you?
Well, if their life is that pathetic.
Yeah. Like when we're in Florida, we're obviously going for the other team, Everyone around us thought we were funny.
No, we weren't bugging them.
Yeah. So, I don't get it.
It's the one game they get to go to
a
year.
It's a complex. I don't.
It's the one game they get to go to a year.
Vous avez seulement deux lanes.
Yes, but both of ours are open and the bridges aren't falling down, so it's okay.
Oh.
So that rest of the game was just a disaster.
Okay, let's move on then. We've covered that game well enough, I think. 7-4 loss, not the greatest game in the world. Let's move on. Saturday, certainly, April 5th.
The lesson here is that 3-0 lead against Montreal is safe.
All right.
Too soon.
Game 78 was last Saturday, a week ago today. Saturday, April 5th, the Senators at the Rangers. Pan, you have this one too.
Yeah, so. In the Montreal game, it's Paul Anderson, Paul Anderson, Paul Anderson, Paul Anderson. After the game, McLean's asked, why did you keep Anderson in? He's like, well, I just thought it was the best thing to do. You know why? Back-to-back game, Leonard in.
Well, I would expect them in.
So in this game, 3-2 win. Stonen's advantage had score from what I recall were really nice goals. Spezza gets a winner midway through the second, and Zuccarello, the little guy, just gets two for the Rangers. Nothing too eventful in this game, but it was a good rebound game for the team. And Leonard was pretty sharp in this.
He did look pretty good in this game. He did.
Yep. So if you were to put him in the Montreal game, he would have, one, gotten shelled. Two, he's angry. So you know how well he plays when he's furious.
Mm, not so good.
And then what do you do in the next day?
Mm-hmm. Felt sorry for Anderson, though. It was a bad game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very bad. Okay, next game, game 79. Let's get through these. Game 79 was last Tuesday, April 8th. The Senators were visiting the New York Islanders. This was a 4-1 win.
The Sound Tigers. I've told you that.
The Sound Tigers. The Sound Tigers of Long Island, not Bridgeport. Absolutely. JGP stayed in the lineup, even though his emergency call-up was over. The team used their last regular call-up to keep him with the team. And this was, I think, the second or third game that we were seeing the Neil Zibanejad-Smith line. Smith was on the wing. That line was playing together pretty well. I liked the way they were playing. And when you stop and think about it, that's a really hard line to win a face-off against, even if somebody gets waved out. So I'm okay with that. Spezza had 2 goals and an assist. Hemsky has 2 assists. Mathod had 2 assists. Cassian had a hell of a game in this one.
Mm-hmm.
He had the 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct. Penalty and with Gallant. Yeah,
that was unfortunate.
And then as soon as he exits the box, he and Gallant go at it. And Gallant got a big shot on him and took him down. Yeah. But
the linesman's jumped that one, which caused it.
At the end of the game,
yeah,
in the last dying second, like the last 15 seconds of this game, pulled goalie for some reason. This was the game that that Cassian got the empty net goal in. Was it not?
Yep.
Yes. So Spezza has the opportunity for a hat trick. Cassian's on the ice in the last 20 seconds of the game. Gives the puck to Cassian. Cassian gets his first goal of the season. Cool move by Spezza. Very cool. Which means that
McLean let Cassian stay on the ice for the last few seconds too.
Yep. Stay on the ice. I'm good with it. Which now means that the only player who's been with Ottawa so far this season who didn't score a goal is Derek Grant. Everybody else has. Everyone.
10 games.
No, that's pretty cool, though. I thought that was good. And last but not least, game 80. Oh, no, I guess we got 2 left because there's tonight's game to talk about. Tonight, game 80 was Thursday, April 10th. The Devils were in town. This was the last Sportsnet game as the regional broadcaster.
Yeah, you notice they had Thank You Sportsnet on TV behind one of the glass, like right behind the net.
Or one of the projection ads.
One of the projection ads that you can't see live.
Mm-hmm.
Said, thank you, Sportsnet. It's a Sportsnet broadcast.
So they put that up themselves.
Yeah. Or, I mean,
or they didn't have any other ad to put up there.
I mean, maybe the Sens or something paid them to put that up. But I don't know.
Never know.
So this was fan appreciation night.
Correct.
Actually, let's see if I can bring that up as I talk. I went to this game.
You got free food or something.
Yep. So Canadian Tire, not Canadian Tire Center.
Yeah, why do they do that?
What's that? Canadian Tire?
Oh, Canadian Tire sponsored the...
Yeah.
Okay.
So they didn't advertise this beforehand, which was smart. Excuse me. But What they did was the first $25,000 of concessions was free or was on Canadian Tire.
How do you do that?
They just kept an electronic total. And then once they hit their cap, it was done.
Oh, so it didn't matter who it was. It wasn't.
That's right. No booze, though, but you could get anything else. Right. So I got my hot dog and Coke Zero, and then I got my popcorn.
Nice.
But, yeah. So I mentioned a friend of mine, and they ended up getting 2 slices of pizza, 2 hot dogs, a nacho, caramel corn, Kit Kat, 3 coffees, 2 donuts, and 3 waters.
How the carry all at once?
Yeah.
All at once?
Yeah, because they knew about the cap.
Yeah.
So good marketing there. Tons of giveaways. I could have gotten a slice of pizza or a sub with my ticket.
And you didn't?
I forgot to.
You do that a lot.
Yeah, and I had a paper.
You go to too many games because you forget you get rewards for them.
I know.
We're not used to getting rewards this season.
Okay, I hadn't thought of that angle. Fair enough.
And
remember the days when we had the pizza line? We had it once a season.
You know
season?
That's still a promotion, eh?
Yeah.
It hasn't cost them too much in pizza this year.
Yeah.
No, tons of stuff. They had gift cards in different sections, in different rows from all the sponsors.
They had a truck.
They had a truck.
That Sen says, say thanks. Hashtag Sen say thanks.
Yep.
That was fun.
That was fun.
What was the giveaway for that?
That was tickets to the game. And you got to be for the lineup for the jerseys off the back.
Oh, okay.
So you know, if you do that during the game, you get you get thrown out, don't you? Take the jersey off the guy's back because you don't have it tied down?
Well, no, that was a helmet that went in after the guy went through the glass. No, it wasn't a jersey. Sorry.
Anyway.
The guy that you take the jersey off gets kicked out of the game because he didn't tie it down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of jersey foul. Well, it was a 2-1 over, 2-1 shootout win. That
shootout
game.
Win. Hoffman had a sweet goal from a Zibanejad pass.
Yep.
That's nice.
And a very nice Erik Karlsson goal in the shootout.
Yep.
Very nice.
Just imagine if we used them more often in the shootout.
I know.
Can't say.
So we went like 0-6.
Three shrugged shoulders here and there.
It's too late.
What are you supposed to say now? Could do. You never know. All right. Now there's tonight's game. We can talk a little bit about tonight's game. Tonight's game was game 81. The blue team was in town. There's not really, it wasn't all that exciting a game. It was a nice goal.
It's two bad teams.
It was a nice goal, which unfortunately Canuck missed yet again. He wasn't in the can this time.
We all got together here to watch the game.
So first Canuck goes and orders pizza. Mathot scores.
Waved off.
What?
Waved off.
Oh yeah, while I was ordering the pizza, I heard you
holler. Pizza arrives.
And that's when the
Spezza scores.
Sweet.
I didn't even see the goal. You wouldn't even rewind it for me.
Well, we didn't want to. Took so long to get the pizza.
Yeah, I know. Essentially, that was the only shot in the whole game that the Sens took, and they just passed it around the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I know.
They had such a boring game.
Bad case of pass it around the perimeter tonight.
The whole time.
Pretty much. And that, so it just, I mean, the game didn't really have all that many interesting things to talk about until it got late in the third period when a Leafs fan walked down to the glass, threw his sweater onto the ice, and then flipped the Leafs off. So he's throwing his sweater on the ice in somebody else's building. Hmm. Wow.
Abandoned ship.
I heard a lot of boos.
Yeah, there was a fair amount of booing going
on. I think Leaf fans to their own team.
I think it was the Leafs booing the loop. Yeah. It looks good on him. Stay classy, Leafs fans. So that's the end of that game. Thank goodness. Let the fun begin with that one. So that's the epic collapse of 2014. I mean, last year they waited till game 7 of the playoffs, of third period, or halfway through the third period before they had their epic collapse.
So how many days or how many games ago they had an 86% chance of making the playoffs?
Coming out of the... It was coming out of the Olympics break, so that'd be, what, 5 weeks ago? They had 89.68 chance of making the playoffs. They were talking, okay, are we going to be third or are we going to be second in the division?
And we had what?
5.
We were in the 20s coming out of the Olympics, and then we dropped really
dropped
quickly. Because we just sucked right
now. And now we finished ahead of them with a 1 game in hand now.
Yep, and we're ahead of them in the standings. So that's I don't know whether that's a bigger epic collapse or not. I haven't quite decided yet.
So that's what, two wins out of the last 14?
Out of the last 14.
Oh.
So who do you fire? Everyone. No, we're going to talk about that next week. We'll talk about that next week.
Fine.
Oh, do the postmortem on the season after the season's 86. Over.
Nobody. Fire nobody.
Nobody. No,
keep things the way they are.
I don't think you can blame just one or two people. That was a team thing. Anyway. Other senators.
So only the Predators and the Predators can head up ahead of us. So we are either ninth, no better than a ninth pick.
Well, we don't have it, so.
No, I know, but.
That's fine. Whatever.
That's, for me, that's still worth the trade.
For Bobby Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Bobby Ryan.
Conditional that we sign him.
Speaking of, here's an interview with him on the radio the other day with Gord
people
Wilson.
Stop. Oh, I did get 50 retweets. Sweet.
Huh. Put your phone down.
Oh, we have a way of fixing that.
Well.
Thought about that. No, Bobby Ryan was interviewed at about a 5 or 8 minute interview with Gord Wilson on the radio earlier this week, or late this week, where he was talking about that his recovery from the surgery is going well. At the moment, he can't lift more than 30-pound weights.
Neither can I. What's the big deal?
Because he just doesn't have the, is not healed enough to do that. But he was also, more than once through this interview, he said, I really want to talk about extending a contract with this team. I want to stay here. It really is where I want to be.
And they treat you like family.
Yeah. And it was really refreshing to hear that. It was really, really refreshing to hear that.
Melnick must be playing the role of that crazy uncle then.
Well, doesn't everybody have a crazy uncle?
Yeah, I know.
My favorite. Yes?
Why are you looking at me?
Well, I don't know. You're almost like you were trying to get my attention over something. Anyway, I just thought that was nice to hear about Bobby Ryan, that he really is looking to stay here and wants to talk, well, as soon as July 1st comes around. Obviously, he can't talk yet. Well, that's good news.
And that it, not only that he likes it, but that both of them like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he kept saying we.
We, exactly. I know we talked a little bit about that last week, but I'm still happy about that. Mark Mathot and Kyle Turris have accepted invitations to go to the World Championships.
Yep, MacArthur's thinking about it.
Well, he's got some green card problems. I don't know if you heard about this. His off-season home is outside Rochester.
Okay.
So he has to spend 90 consecutive days in the U.S., for citizenship green card reasons. That's from last week. Thank you. But if he goes to the World Championships in May, late May, June, that means he has to stay in the U.S. for all of June, July, and August. I mean, can't come back here until September. At least that was the explanation I got.
That's strange.
Well, it's because he doesn't live there during the work season. He is a Canadian, but he works up here. So to keep his green card down there, he has to be there for 90 days.
You're going on.
He needs a green card to be able to stay employed there. Employable.
He wants to stay employable there.
He wants to stay employable.
But he's a Canadian.
Yes.
So it's a personal decision.
He has residency in the U.S. and he wants to keep his employment status for and his residency in the U.S.
For tax purposes.
Well, he still wants to do it. Whatever the reasoning behind it is, he still wants to do it. So he may not be able to go to the World Championships, unfortunately. Last week, you played the Benny Hill music, and we were laughing about it. I'm not asking you to play it, but you could if you want.
This kind of sums up the Leaf season there.
Well, you were.
How the hell are we better than the Leafs?
You were a bellwether on this one. A soothsayer, a predictor of the future, because we were playing that actually about how they were kind of running around and disorganized and everything else. And lo and behold, what happens on the email segment on the radio? I think it was Monday or Tuesday. They started playing it for exactly the same reason. So
they steal all our best bits.
Exactly, they're copying your bit. I thought you'd like that.
CBC did it today too.
Oh yeah,
did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. All right. Anyway,
where are you going with that?
I don't know.
No, they just did it against the Leafs fail against Winnipeg.
What'd they do?
They stayed in their end for about good 4 minutes. And they just couldn't get out of the zone on their must-win game. So they played the whole thing in fast-forward and it was terrible hockey.
Oh, okay. Did they play the yakety-yak music? Or?
No, it was that one.
That's okay, yeah, Kenny Sachs.
It's you can't help but laugh because you know that music is associated with something laughably stupid going on. Yeah. The mental image is, you know, that's what has to be happening, whatever it is. This week marked the last time that we would have a local broadcast with Sportsnet for an Ottawa Senators game. Now, this is an honest question. I do not know the answer, which is why I'm asking it. Has TSN announced who the broadcast team will be for Senators games?
No.
No.
So we might be able to see Denny, at least Dean or Dean and Denny show up there. Maybe. Hopefully.
Well, their comments seem to make it sound like that was not happening.
Well, I'm wondering if they had to be not making any comment like that because they're moving from one network to the rival.
Yeah.
In fact, the bigger rival, quite frankly.
Well, I, for one, welcome our new TSN overlords.
That was great. I like that one.
I'm looking forward to it because it means less Kiprios, which will be nice. I only have to put up with him one, maybe two nights a week. At the most, probably only one Saturday.
And again, he'll be making out with Healy the whole time. So
that's fine. Only one night. I don't have to put up with it, say, three or at least two. So I'm okay with that.
Dean Brown is 53 years old.
Yeah. Well, you can always go back and do radio because he was doing radio tonight.
Or he can just do the CBC. He might just be singing with CBC.
But CBC doesn't, well, CBC doesn't have a contract to do anything.
No, I know, but they need those people too, right? So if he's just going to work, if he's just slowing down, because it's hard to be on the road. These guys are on the road with the team.
Yeah, well.
So does he want to deal with a new employer, different benefits? Actually, that didn't matter because he was a contractor.
He's a free agent, yeah, he's a contractor.
Or is he just, this is a good time to leave?
He's 53. I think he wants to probably continue doing it for a while. But CBC doesn't have a contract. He'd have to be doing the national broadcast with CTV Sportsnet. But then he'd be traveling every weekend. To wherever.
Yeah, but not three times a week.
Yeah, but only not every week. If the Senators have a homestand, he could be at home for 2 weeks at a time.
That's a lot of room service at hotels.
A lot of bad room service.
Well, even after talking
Mr. to Mr. Brown, Sean, how would you like your eggs?
No, but even after talking to Sean McKenzie for the...
snappy.
Yeah, after talking to Sean, who's been doing that for just the year, he was just like, I'm lost. I don't know where I am. I don't
know. He's like you.
Yeah.
What city am I in?
You should just put it on the face of your phone. You know?
Of course, tonight. What period are we in?
Well, yeah, we got lost because we were eating and talking and not paying all that much attention to a game that wasn't all that interesting. So
you asked me how old I was. I had to ask you what month it is.
Yeah, well, you didn't ask me what year. I'll give you credit for that one.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, the rock guys that put the name of the city in the back of their car. Welcome, everybody, in Springfield.
It's a classic Spinal Tap moment. Absolutely. Anyway, I hope Dean turns up somewhere. He and Gord were having a lot of fun on the radio tonight, as only he and Gord could have. And it was good to hear. Yeah. They were being.
He might just be doing that.
Quite silly,
and that is TSN.
Yeah, hard to say. Yeah. You never know. I hope he lands on his feet somewhere, as do Dean. Well, Dean does, but so does Denny, and then the radio guys.
Denny's going to find something.
I'm sure he will.
He just came from Florida,
but he likes it here. So I hope he finds something, because I really like the work they did.
We didn't talk about Zbad.
Oh yeah, thank you. I didn't write that down.
What happened to him?
Don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody's saying. And quite frankly, there have been a lot of calls going, oh, I just want to know what's wrong. Well, you're not finding out. So suck it up, Buttercup. Yeah. They're not saying. And if they're not saying, that's their decision.
Yeah.
So.
The fact that he went to hospital is a little scarier, but.
As a precaution.
As a precaution.
And he's staying out of the last two games for further testing. You know.
Whatever.
It's the end of the season. You know, it's not like we're going into the playoffs, anyway. So. Get it done now. Don't risk any further, whatever it is you've done to yourself.
I've really liked him this year.
He's played pretty well.
Yes.
Yep.
Pretty hard-nosed. Drives the net. Digs in the corner.
Dig, 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 dig.
He learned how to do that during his time in Binghamton.
Yeah.
The 7 days in Binghamton.
That's right. Luke is a very effective teacher.
7 days in Binghamton. Sounds like a cheesy movie. 7 years in Tibet or 7 days in Binghamton?
Good dear. 7 days in Binghamton feels like 7 years in Tibet.
There you go.
Oh, we just lost all our Binghamton listeners. No, I was just teasing.
They're probably agreeing.
Anything else, Sens, you want to talk about? I got a couple of prospect notes and Binghamton stuff.
All right. No clue.
Binghamton has 42-24-1-5. They lost, unfortunately, to Wilkes-Barre Scranton tonight. So they'll hopefully clinch a playoff spot tomorrow. I can't remember who they're playing. I didn't write it down. It's amazing to think that they're only now 1 point out of first place in their division when they've had a 7-game and a 6-game losing streak this season. But they're still playing very... I mean, they've out of 24 losses, 13 of them came in two winning streaks. That's amazing. If they lose the division title, they're going to drop to fifth in the conference, and they'll be playing the St. John's Ice Caps. And the first round is
who
only...
Who the hell are they?
St. John's, Newfoundland.
I've never heard of this team. Who do they farm to? Do you know?
They were Winnipeg. I can't remember who they are now, to be honest.
Okay.
They play in the Mile One Center in St. John's, Newfoundland. Been there for a couple years.
Sea Dogs.
Ice Caps.
Ice Caps.
Because they're sponsored by Tim Horton.
St. John.
St. John.
John's is Ice Caps.
Yeah, exactly.
Rough Riders.
Yes.
The Grady had a couple of interesting comments in an interview earlier this week.
We'll get that joke, but
that's okay. Yeah. Grady was asked who they thought the last call up might be if it hadn't been just Jean-Gabriel Pageau being kept here.
Pretty sure that's me.
Nope. He had three answers who it might have been for very different reasons. Well, first one, he said, well, the most obvious choice would have been Stéphane DaCosta. He's played really well in Binghamton. He's second in team points behind Hoffman. He's played well when he's been up here. That would be the obvious one if it was a center you need and it wasn't Pageau.
Yeah, and he's missing his face right now.
But exactly, he's missing his nose. Because it wasn't, and normally when you break your nose, it goes from one side or the other.
Yeah.
It went straight in.
I can kill you.
If it goes too far, yeah. But it was hard enough to break it. Like it broke straight
backwards. I guess backwards. A visor kind of protects that too.
Look at Bog Smollett did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, tweeted by Carla.
This is really great content. Oh, he stole your idea.
Yeah, he made it into a GIF.
Anyway. Twitter joke, which nobody listening to us will understand at the moment unless they look at our feed from Saturday around about 9:30. Anyway, Grady's second choice for who would have made an excellent call-up just to play a game or two? Frederick Laysen. And his,
that would have been interesting.
Exactly. He's put up more points than anybody expected him to do, and he's a very solid defenseman. He's not as physical as Boro, but he's quite physical.
Offensive.
No, he's not offensive.
He's not?
No. He's a big, solid defensive defenseman who just happens to get points and is really, really good in plus minus. And his last choice was Matt Pumple, who's had 28 goals this season. Hasn't really had a drought. He's been fairly consistent, but it's picked up as the season's gone on. He's certainly improved quite a bit. So all three.
I'm interested to see him in camp next year.
Yep. So it'll be interesting to see him up
here. That's his first year.
This is his first year down there. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the playoffs go, JGP, Stone, and CC will be going back down to play in the playoffs down there, which will be welcome news to Binghamton fans, I'm sure. They'd like to have Hoffman back, but he has to clear waivers, so probably won't be tried.
Yeah, Buffalo will grab him for sure.
I would think so.
That's a dick move to do, though.
If you're rebuilding a team, the only team you care for is the team you're rebuilding, not the team you used to work for.
Hurts your reputation.
You're playing to win. Your reputation is you play to win. Simple as that.
Yeah, tell that to Kevin Lowe.
Still has a job.
Well, I'm sure Mike Hoffman probably wanted to play at the big club, though. If you had asked
him. This had to be his last chance.
Yeah.
I like his speed. He did not put the numbers that I was expecting at all. I like his speed a lot, and he's been the first guy back, but I don't know where that fits in the NHL.
He's been playing on the fourth line, though. He didn't get a lot of chance to play like Stone has. I mean, Stone's been having some great opportunities and just not able to hit the net for some reason, but Hoffman's playing on the fourth line rather than the first one.
Yeah.
If Hoffman was playing with...
Zibanejad. Stick him with Zibanejad.
Zibanejad's been playing with Smith and Neal.
That was one game, really.
Well, who was Hoffman playing with tonight? JGP? Condra.
Yeah.
Not a great opportunity.
JGP was slated in with Neil and Greening, though. But I think they changed.
I didn't see a lot of Hoffman in the third period at all. But
yeah, so I don't know. Maybe they've soured on him.
Don't know. Don't know. Yep.
Well, a little bit of Sens related information. You know, with all the crazy Twitter rumors about Spezza and stuff like that. One of the interesting questions though that came up was, I wonder who's going to grab the puck at the end of the game tonight.
Oh, did you get an answer?
Patrick Weerkosh grabbed it.
Really? I saw somebody ask the question. I don't know if somebody actually...
Yeah. Apparently Patty grabbed it.
Well, Spezza did not grab it. Yeah, but Spezza got it for Alfie last year too.
No, I thought Alfredson grabbed it.
Playoff game, he grabbed it. He grabbed it in the playoff game, the last playoff game here. Alfredson did.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's right. And Spezza was asked about it. He just said that Alfie's got a lot of kids at home.
Yeah,
That's what it happened.
I owe you an apology for last week, by the way. You asked a question.
I'm going to cut that out and loop it.
I'm honest. You asked a question last week, which I was out of date by 4 days on, which is why I owe you an apology for it.
I don't remember any of that.
Actually, technically, when I gave you the answer, I may have been correct, but I may not have been, which is why I will give you the benefit of the doubt.
What? I'll take it.
Exactly. You asked if Chris Drider was still with Calgary when it was announced that he had signed his contract. And I believe he was, because they were still playing against Kootenay, or they had just been eliminated.
Borderline. He was just eliminated. Exactly. Because he got signed. Well, no, sorry, he played in Elmira.
He played in Elmira after Calgary was eliminated by Kootenay. Yep. Exactly. He went 1-1. Had a 5-1 win and a 7-2 loss. Oops.
Well, it's ECHL.
Exactly. Well, it's still ECHL is still a step up from the WHL. But
we're losing the other one, though.
Well, yes, the Senators are shopping around the rights to François Brassard to see if anybody is interested in picking up his rights and signing him. Otherwise, he will go back in the draft. Kind of curious that Colorado isn't interested.
That's what I was thinking.
Given that their coach used to be the, or still is the owner of the team he's playing on.
And coached him.
That's right. And coached him. I have no idea what the goalie situation like is in Colorado under their system. No idea.
I'm going to try to look it up, but Verlamov forever, though.
Well, yeah, but 3 years from now, you never know, because it'll take a little while to get a goalie up that far.
They spend less than everyone.
Yeah, they're a pretty basement team at the moment.
Jaguar, that's done. Rito Bear, I guess. Yeah, it's...
So if they can't find a taker for the rights, he goes back into the draft this year. So I guess they chose between the two, and there you go. Now, I haven't seen anything about Hogbert, but he was not drafted in the same year. He was drafted last year. So, yeah,
so we've got time.
They have some time on him.
I'm sure they're going to sign him.
We'll see.
Jr., and if you can have a junior to Robin Leonard, that's a really young kid.
You're trying to say something?
We got some email this week.
We do? We'll get to it. Why, do you want to read one now?
Oh, I thought you were going
to. You can. Oh.
I wasn't going to. I had a couple more things about prospects and Binghamton, and then we can read one. I just want to get out of one subject before we start another. Ryan Zingle, the early
news. Bless you.
Thank you. The early news on him, he's really, really stinking fast and has good hands. Luke Richardson was excited to have him in the game and had him playing the top line the second game he was there. And
Zingle Zangle.
Grady's opinion is he could be bumping other players off the team for the during playoff games. That's good. How good he is.
Does he shoot left?
I have no idea.
If he does,
call him up.
Sign him up.
But
even for the one game and we don't have any left, get him up here.
Never know. Anyway, just a quick update on DaCosta. He was actually on the ice on Friday.
Oh, wow.
In a full cage.
Okay.
He won't be playing probably for the weekend, but if he can breathe well, he may play on Sunday. It all depends on whether he can breathe properly.
Was it that happened to him again?
High stick. Across the nose, basically impacted his nose straight in.
So you could say he's been having a lot of ice time lately.
Yeah!
Sure, if you like.
10 minutes on, 10 minutes off.
And I'm sure this is going to hurt you very heavily, Pan. Jim O'Brien is going to be a Group 6 UFA this July.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure
that we saw.
Yeah, there you go. So he's gone. He'll be a Group 6 UFA. So now...
Do you qualify DaCosta? He makes 9.25, right?
I'd qualify him for sure. He's an asset. And he's proven that
he's an asset that's got to go on waivers next.
He's definitely an asset. Mm-hmm. He's making a big deal down there.
Yep.
You need that kind of stuff.
One of the top scorers in the entire AHL, which you may find somebody is interested in picking up. So I'd qualify
off
him.
Off waivers.
Well, I'd still sign him. I'd at least qualify him. Yeah, I would. Otherwise, you're letting him go for nothing.
He'll be making over $1 million.
If he's up here.
And down there.
Only if he signs a one-way contract. You can still sign a two-way.
Yes, you can. Yeah. I don't think he would, though.
Well, he's an RFA. He doesn't get to go away for nothing.
Oh, he can not accept the qualifying offer and then go to Europe.
Yeah, but we still retain his rights when he comes back here.
Oh, like Philatov's.
Mm-hmm. It's his choice. If he wants to go to Europe, he wants to go to Europe, but we still retain his rights.
Freaking Philatov. I was so high on Philatov.
Nikita.
So was he. So there you go. That's the end of my stuff about Binghamton and prospects. You wanted to read an email now? Let's go for it. Before we start talking around the league, let's pull up an email.
This is going to be a short episode.
It's fine. Right. We don't have to do 2 hours. I got a few things to talk about.
All right. Want me to read the email from Homer?
Sure.
Oh, happy day. It's Leaf Elimination Day.
Woohoo!
Oh, happy day.
Going back to
day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
You two look so happy.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure which is more satisfying. The Leafs losing in shocking quick fashion in the final minutes of overtime against the Boston in the playoffs last year, or in a matter of about 3 weeks going from a 90% chance of making the playoffs to not making the playoffs at all. Both are satisfying in their own way. Ottawa's only 2 points back of the Leafs with the game in hand. In a previous show, you said that you'd like for the Leafs to finish as high as possible, but still miss the playoffs. Is there really much difference between picking 10th and 14th? Remember, this is the Leafs we're talking about. The only thing they can pick is a fight.
And their nose.
Leafs suck. To the Leafs fan who harassed Reimer's wife on Twitter, never go full Leaf Nation. Homer.
Solid one, Homer. Thank you. Well, as it stands now, Ottawa's higher in the standings, right?
Yep.
And you said that they're going to be picking, the Leafs will be picking what, 8th? Something like that?
Right now they're in 8th. They can fall to 7th.
Is that where they pick Kadri? Oh, no, he was 5th.
Yep.
Kadri, not Kadri. Sound like a person who doesn't know anything.
Boston accent there.
Boston? Pack a can, have it.
Zabinijad.
Kadri, you can park a car over there.
As opposed to New York, where you walk your dog. There's a W in the word dog.
Hey,
and
walking my dog.
Here. And coffee. You get a cup of coffee. I was wondering.
Unbelievable. They lost 8 in a row, then won 2, and then lost 4.
Yeah. They lost 12 of 14. That's how you fall out of a playoff spot.
Nothing.
Their prospect. Well, the Marlies have been okay, but not great.
Okay, so there's a clip going around YouTube of someone took it, and it was Kessel before at a face-off looking at Dion Phaneuf as he's backing up, and they're zooming in on his face, and it says, "Shut your effing mouth." And they're showing him talking to Dion Phaneuf. And I wasn't sure if it was just like clever like lip reading, because it's hard to read lips.
Okay.
But it sure looked pretty close, though. That's what he was saying. Like, shut your effing mouth.
Could be many things, though.
Yeah.
Phaneuf might have been giving away the play. Telling wingers where to position themselves, even though it's a center's job.
Yeah.
Or chirping someone.
Well, he's trying to be a leader, and the guy who's actually taking the face off, who should be in charge of it.
No, Kessel's a wing.
Oh, that's right. He's not a center. Okay, good point. It gets better. It's not even the center telling him to shut
up. It's almost like the times where Markov is getting PK to just shut up or move away and stop chirping.
There are lots of people who want PK to shut up.
You know, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal's going to have to give all the money away to re-sign PK, and they won't be able to get Markov. And then PK won't have him.
Oh, he's going to be terrible
and
without him.
He's had his best years with Markov and Gill.
Did he play with Gil?
He played with Gil. And Hal Gil was an assistant coach with him.
And
it was unbelievable.
Hal Gill's played a total of five. He just played in his fifth game this season for Philadelphia.
I know. Today. I saw that.
Today. Freaky.
But
they won't have enough. You don't think they'll have enough money to sign Markov as well with the cap going up?
Here.
Don't think so.
This is quick. Watch it. There's Fanouf back and away.
I guess we can. We'll put it in the forms. Who knows?
I was going
to
say,
been talking to someone else.
I was going to say, we don't know that he was actually talking to Fanouf. That could be two random video clips put together, but it's interesting.
That's why I wonder if you'd seen that, because I wasn't sure.
I think it's two random pieces of footage, not necessarily one continuous piece of image.
Never go fooling the nation.
Never go fooling the nation.
I think he's yelling at the center of the other team.
Or whoever, yeah. Something like that. Anyway.
Just unbelievable. Because I know that we were talking about this going back to the email. Because we're saying, would we prefer for the Leafs to miss out on the playoffs? And you had a feeling that you would prefer to have them in and then just get embarrassed.
No. I wanted them out. I wanted them out, absolutely. But if it came down to what's more important, them being in the playoffs or Ottawa winning this game.
Oh, that, yeah.
You know, one way or the other, I wanted them to be out for sure. No. I don't want them in the playoffs and being embarrassed.
So we screwed up then by winning.
That's okay. I don't mind. It was a win-win. If Toronto had won tonight, they would have had a worse draft position. I would have rejoiced. Ottawa wins tonight, which means Toronto loses. I rejoice.
Well, at least we don't have to hear about the sweep and the
ongoing streak
of games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know what? Reimer's won you all those games.
Look,
trade them.
They're playing for pride right now.
Exactly.
And you need to create a nice little positive energy buzz as you're trying to re-sign people like Hemsky and
this team looks so different with Hemsky on it.
Yeah.
Ottawa's won 7 of their last 9.
Yeah.
I know.
Not bad.
If you go back to the start of the year, granted, I was offering more, but I was saying Smith for Hemsky until I realized Smith was the only left-hand shot. I've loved Hemsky.
And the asking price last year was a first-round pick plus Smith plus a prospect. Too much.
Yeah.
Although it looks to be about right for what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty steep price at the time, though. I'd rather have Bobby Ryan. That's just me.
Yep.
Now, Spencer's been talking about Toronto Maple Leafs. Funny little quote the other day. Nick Kiprios was talking about them. So this should be good,
right? Come on.
This should be good. And he was complaining that Nonis was handicapped by the cap. He wanted to make moves at the deadline. He just couldn't. Who put them up against the cap? Nonis. And how up against the cap were the Toronto Maple Leafs? I checked. Out of a cap of $64,300,000, they spent $64,288,000. They were 12 grand short of the salary cap. That's pretty tight up against it. So if he's complaining that, well, he couldn't, the cap was his handicap, no. He was his handicap. The team he put together was his handicap. Now, Shanahan is...
There's the difference. Because they're at the cap now.
Mm-hmm.
Kessel alone, granted he's worth it, increases the cap by $2.6 million.
Next year.
Alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're screwed. Because they have people they're going to want to resign. They're going to be right up against it next year and the year after.
Well, at least they got their captain locked up.
Yeah. With no trade clause. But the contract in his play is a no trade clause in and of itself.
Did I run through their defense last week?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Bad. And it's not changing.
Because they're stuck, and that's where their problem is.
Oh, yeah.
What's been promising for them? Good young offensive guys.
Yeah.
Riley and Gardner. But
that's on defense, but on the team as a whole. Here are their forward UFAs.
Okay, this is next week's content, but all right.
That's fine. Boland, Kuhlman, McClement, Mason Raymond, Troy Bowdy, I don't know. With Peter Holland in it, whatever, but Carter Ashton, I think, has been okay as an RFA. They have 7 forwards.
Mason Raymond will want a big pay increase because he's earned it after playing for $1 million this year.
Yep.
Boland is making what?
3.337.
Okay. He is going to want at least that kind
of money.
Yeah. They're not going to be able to afford him.
Yep. They have seven Fords.
He's just a role player.
He's, yeah.
Like, he's not top six. So.
He was making that money because of his wins in Chicago 2 years ago, but.
Yeah.
They have $21 million if they don't get penalized.
They got lots of players to sign. It'll be fun. I'm going to be laughing at them.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I know what they're going to do. Shanny's going to fix it.
Can he just suspend players?
No, he's going to fix it. He's their new president and their alternate governor. He's going to fix it because he's been brought in to fix the team, to, you know, get rid of all the discord, to get rid of the problems, to fix things. He's never actually had any sort of role like this in a team before. He's never even been an assistant GM. Thank you. We'll talk about this next week. It's going to be brilliant. Speaking of people joining teams, or leaving teams for that matter, Gillis, fired. How long have we been calling for that one? 2 years. I think you and
well,
I...
Well, for me, it was since the draft and they traded away Schneider.
I was going to say, I think you and I were making comments of it when we were still on the underground, that we couldn't believe that Gillis still had a job. That was 2 years ago.
So they made an organizational decision to stick with Luongo, and then they traded him away.
Yeah.
And then they fired the GM.
Yeah.
Unless the ownership had an issue with Luongo.
Yeah.
How do you let him make that trade?
An offensive-minded run-and-gun team, and they hire Torts.
Yep. So that doesn't fit. And the goalie that they get back for Luongo, Torts won't play him.
Who did they get back?
Markstrom.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Torts is terrified of playing him.
Well, that may...
Lack will get shellacked. Yeah! 7-1. Nope.
Well, in 18 months, they've lost Schneider, Vigneault, Luongo, and Gillis, and have absolutely nothing to show for it. They've cleaned house.
And have nothing.
And have nothing. It's classic. I think it's brilliant. So who's next? That's the Sedin's. Big question. Sedin's, Kessler?
Kessler has been wanting off the island for a while.
You'd think, but he, you know, they have to find somebody who'll take that contract because he's got 2 years left, I think.
I don't think it's, it can't be that bad.
Is it only one? I thought it was two.
I'd take him.
No, I wouldn't.
4.25 million?
I take
him. That's nothing. He is a second line center.
We already have a second line
center. No, we don't need him, but there's... I don't know where he's from.
I don't know either.
Anyway. I know he's American and he wants to go to the States.
Well, okay. Bye-bye.
Which is fine, right? Because, like, that's your home. But
it'll be interesting to see whether... how long, if at all, Torts lasts there. We'll have to see. Poignant. Well,
Trevor Linden's in one of my childhood heroes. Teen heroes.
He's, again, another one of these guys who's a hired name who has no experience with anything. I mean, he's a businessman doing real estate stuff in Vancouver, but he has no experience with any sort of major executive role in a hockey world at all. He's never had one. And now he's president of the team. Sorry, president of hockey operations, not president of the team.
No. I'm hoping they bring in Burry as a GM.
Who has absolutely no experience in doing anything.
No, no, he's a GM in Russia. If Jarmo Kaikkonen can do it in Columbus, Pavel Bure can do it in Vancouver.
We'll see. I don't think they'll do that. I think they're going
to... I don't think Bure would really want to.
I think they're going to do... they're going to find the next Tim Murray. That's what he should do. Find a young and up-and-coming AGM.
Bring back Pat Quinn. Trevor Linden likes Pat Quinn.
Maybe as an advisor, but I don't think they'll give him the GM job.
Why don't they have a reality show? Be the next GM of the Vancouver Canucks. Each week you vote off a contestant.
Maybe. Maybe. That could be fun. On October 22nd. Okay, well, then we'll move east from Vancouver. That was a last minute bit of news that came out late this week that tonight, actually right now, I would imagine.
Yep.
Is Captain Canada's last game in the NHL. Yep. Ryan Smith is retiring. He's 38, I think.
He was a 94 draft, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thoughts?
Heart and soul of that team. The only type of leadership that they had. But the interesting thing is that now that they traded Hemsky and Smith is gone... I don't think the Oilers have anyone left from their cup run. Iginla was gone from Calgary. They're all gone. Ottawa has Spezza, Neal, and Phillips left.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of neat that all of these guys are kind of gone within the...
Well, the
within
older,
a couple of years.
This old, right? older guard.
Yeah, but how fun was that? Every year there was a Canadian team in the finals.
It was good for a lot of years.
Won it, yeah.
And it was never Toronto. That was the best part. They were sitting on the sidelines.
Every Canadian team has made it to the finals except for Toronto and in Winnipeg. And Winnipeg doesn't really count.
No, they've been around.
Since 1995.
Yeah.
93? 95? Well, Montreal.
Oh, since Montreal. Okay, gotcha. Yep. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. But Leafs are better because they've got...
They have cups. Yeah. Sorry, if it was one when TV was black and white, it doesn't count. On October 22nd, cast your mind back to October 22nd. The Philadelphia Flyers were one...
What state was I in?
You were angry about something. The Flyers were 1-7-0, and they were in last place in the NHL.
Yeah.
On that date, Claude Giroux guaranteed the team would make the playoffs. They did on Tuesday.
Yep.
1-7-0 in October. Yeah.
On shoestring goaltending.
But it works.
I know.
It works. That's the scary part about it. It actually works. But that's a pretty ballsy thing to say. Late October, 1-7-0. Yeah, we're making the playoffs. Wow. But it worked. He was right.
That's because Laviolette or whatever his name was got fired.
Quickly. Yeah. 6 games. He had already been fired by that point. He only lasted 6 games. Exactly. Now, late last night, it came out that Ryan Malone was arrested for DUI and cocaine possession. Yeah. And
it wasn't mine. I didn't know he was there.
He's drunk and carrying coke, so I'm hammered and I need a stimulant. What a great combination that is. You're panicky, you're nervous, and you're hammered. That's a great idea.
Behind the wheel.
Give him the keys to a car right now. That'll be entertaining.
Yep.
Good Lord.
I saw that with Eric on Sports Law. I think he's a Sportsnet lawyer.
Yeah, he's
a commentator.
Well, no, Team 1200, TSN.
Oh, it's TSN? Okay. Because Florida takes cocaine seriously.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Well, so much of it gets thrown ashore from boats. It's a major, major arrival place. So, yeah. So. Yeah, it's going to be bad. He didn't travel with the team. And
how many buyouts do they have?
Well, I don't know.
Good thing he didn't travel with the team. I don't know. Because he got Le Cavalier?
I don't think they've used another one. Well, can they still?
This summer?
This summer is the second one. That's right.
Yeah, see ya. You're done.
Could well be. We'll have to see.
Or you can just trade him to Toronto and the mayor will take him right in.
You never know. You never know. Why don't you read the second email from Stu?
Okay.
We're getting close to the end here. It's going to be a short show.
You keep waving your hand. It's only been an hour.
Well, you got more content to talk about there?
No. An hour's not short.
No. It's all right. It's getting late.
Half the value of what we normally do. Half the time. Value.
A quarter of the value.
Subject, Alfie versus Sundin from Stukatu. Hello, guys. I'm very intrigued by this topic since I live in Toronto. Back in the day, that was always the focal point of plenty of arguments in my youth. And yes, Alfie decided to move on from us. But I don't see it as a betrayal. You're not going to like that one. It is no way that Alfie... Oh, Jesus. It is no way Alfie's fault that he chased the money, but Detroit's in no way a place that I would want to live. So if you ask hockey fans, would they all agree Alfie should be in the Hall of Fame? I would not be sure at this point. Well, am I biased to Ottawa opinion? Of course he would. I really feel like he needed to win a Stanley Cup to seal the deal. And the way Detroit is peaking and at the moment is very possible. I hope Ottawa fans can find it in their hearts to cheer for Alfie and Detroit. He is an amazing human and my childhood hero. And I wish all the best for him. I was 5 years old when Alfie got signed by Ottawa, so he means a lot more to me than just another hockey player. I've been in a mixed case of emotion since he left us, but I would love to see Ottawa fans and Alfie jerseys band together and cheer for the golden god, Stukadu. I cannot read.
It's late.
I really want a second pass at this, but whatever.
It's all the tequila that Canuck was giving us earlier.
I don't know how you guys are going to drive home.
It was a while ago.
And you, he was heavy pouring you. He was late pouring us. Yeah. It's all good.
He said Alfie. Yeah, he wrote Alfie versus Sundin, but I don't see any points about Sundin in this.
I think the Alfie versus Sundin question was about getting in the Hall of Fame.
Oh. Yes, he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
I think so. He didn't win a cup, but he's done an awful lot more than some people
who
have.
He's got 1,000 games. He's got over 400 goals.
Over 1,000
On a very defensive team.
Mm-hmm. Longest serving captain.
A very long serving NHL captain.
Yep.
I think so. He didn't make it to a 500 goal plateau, but that's 500 goal plateau was back in the, you know.
Well, Sundin did get that.
Yes.
But Sundin didn't play for Jacques Martin.
No, he didn't play on a defensive-minded team. He was a number one center who got so much ice time because the rest of the team was horrible for so many years.
Yep.
So
it is for the bitterness on this. It's I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but Alfie versus Sundin. Sundin was asked to be if they could trade him, and he said no because he didn't feel like just jumping on a team would be reasonable in regards to winning for the cup. So they got nothing for him. Then he took time off, then just jumped onto the Canucks.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a hypocrite in regards to that. And that didn't allow Toronto to acquire anything for him. So that's the backslap that a lot of Leaf fans feel against Alfredson, or they feel against Sundin. Alfie, I think, is different because we needed him for the playoffs. And I think the team probably thought it's going to be easier to sign him, but we went through that, and it never is. And he continues to play while Ottawa's going home tomorrow.
He continues to play reasonably well, yeah. Would he have been a difference maker in Ottawa? No.
I think the season would have played out differently.
Yeah.
Who's to say how we would end up?
These guys couldn't come out with it. They couldn't do anything in regards to adversity. But if you tell me if the choice was between Alfredson and Bobby Ryan.
No, Alfredson or Clark MacArthur. That's the
choice.
No,
I think it was the money that was also Bobby Ryan.
He was going to. Murray said he told Alfredson he was going to pull the trigger on the Bobby Ryan deal. He said it. This is the big plan. I want to do this.
He didn't have the money for it.
I can pull the soundbite if you want. He did say it.
He
did say it. This is that you want to know what moves we're going to make. This is the one I want to make. So it would have been Alfredson and Bobby Ryan. They're both right wingers, but we would have had no Clark MacArthur.
And maybe no Hemsky. Who knows?
Or maybe no Hemsky as well.
Oh, Hemsky. So we don't know if we're going to have him, right?
Right.
Yeah. Probably would have never.
But then the left side is so thin.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you're looking at it on a hockey point of view, and I think the other thing with Alfredson is just please let me play the game and try to win.
And he hasn't been playing.
I don't want the media barrage day after day after day. And
his ice time hasn't been as high because he hasn't been depended on. He hasn't been the absolute crutch to go to all the time.
Yep.
Because he's
We're
playing.
On the power play, go play the point. We're on the shorthanded, go play the side.
He's been playing minutes that fit his style and abilities and stamina and everything else.
Yep.
Not. You're my horse that I have to depend on and keep putting you out there all the time. He's in a much better situation with a lot of really talented players.
Hockey-wise.
Yeah.
Yes. But it hurts.
Yep.
So I don't know. I'm not going to be bitter against it because...
I'm not cheering for Detroit.
I know you're not.
I'm not. I'm honest. I've said that from the beginning of the season and I still think it. I'm not going to.
I think if they make it to the finals against...
They're not. They're not getting past Boston.
Are they playing Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
bye.
That's going to be a fun series, though.
It should be entertaining, but I don't see them getting past Boston.
No, wait, because they're wild card. They're this first wild card, so they're going to play Pittsburgh.
Nope. Pittsburgh's playing Columbus.
I'll look it up, yeah.
According to NHL.com's
Who's higher, seating, Pittsburgh or Boston?
Boston.
Yeah, well. I guess I don't know how that works, but anyway.
Yep.
It's either one's a tough draw. So.
It's complicated and it doesn't make a lot of sense. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Anything else? a little piece of non-hockey but Canadian trivia for you today. The reason I was asking how old you were, Pan, because this is why. 34 years ago today, something started that was never finished but is now remembered annually around the world.
The O-Train.
Nope.
Hold on. Let me think of what this is. 34 years ago. I mean,
34 years ago today,
it's Meech Lake
something
Accord.
Was started.
That Meech
was
Lake Accord?
Nope. That was never finished and is still commemorated around the world.
World it's not Peace the Terry Day. Fox thing.
Correct.
It is?
The Marathon of Hope. 34 years ago today, he dipped his leg in the harbor in St.
Oh,
John's.
He started. Okay, I say a little early for that, but that's right. Yep. He started on the East Coast.
Yep. And there was no media coverage. Nothing.
Well, it's
there was one picture of him doing it.
Yeah.
But there was no media coverage.
It was kind of, he got a little bit hyped through the Atlantic Canada Maritimes, and he got to Quebec, it got quiet, and then he came into Ontario, he started to get really hyped up.
I remember him coming into Ottawa.
Yeah.
It was huge. There's this guy who's running on one leg a marathon a day.
Yeah.
A day. That's insane.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and it's still, every fall. I mean, there's always the Terry Fox run in the fall. 34 years ago. And I mean, to me, it's so vivid. It's wild. Sorry, Pan.
I was too young.
No, but this legacy stuff that obviously I learned about.
It's huge. Anyway, so that's just, I just thought.
So you remember when that happened?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because my mother was 5 months pregnant with me at the time.
That's okay. Just means I have better memories. Ding! The week to come. Hey, we have one game. One game in the week to come. That's tomorrow.
Pittsburgh.
Yep. Senators at Pittsburgh. It's on TSN.
Pittsburgh's totally mailing it in.
I'm sure they will.
I wonder if James Neal will elbow anybody.
Maybe. Or cross-check them in the face.
Yeah.
Or knee them in the head.
And then get suspended for it.
And get suspended. Wouldn't that be great? Because Stefan Quintal is the person who's taken over from Brendan Shanahan.
And he destroyed Rupp, too.
Well, did you see that hit?
Yeah.
He deserved it. So there we go. One game to cover. So we'll be back. It's going to be a very busy week for me next week, so we may not get an episode out. Well, not next week, this week, since it's now Sunday.
Post-mortem.
So the league post-mortem, the season post-mortem, and comments on every other team and some stuff on the playoffs, that will be in our next episode, which will be our last, unless something big happens.
Well, yeah.
Like the Hemsky signing or something like that. Otherwise,
that's all you mean this summer.
That'll be in the summer. So after this week, we got one more, and then we're off for a while. So, folks, if you want to come mail in your thoughts on what you think this offseason is going to be like, what you want to see, what you expect to see, re-signings, trades, free agent acquisitions, free agents gone. Yes.
If you want us to come back.
If you want us to come back.
Well, donate in that case. Put your money where the mouth is.
Nice. Okay. I wasn't going to go that far, but
being polite hasn't gotten us that much.
I think
me crashing my car got us a lot.
My request
not
once.
Not enough to pay for the car. But.
My request once earlier this season brought in some nice donations, which we have thanked everybody for. And we're always welcome. We'd always welcome more. So absolutely, you can make a donation through credit cards, through PayPal at sendsunderground.com. Helps pay for the hosting and everything else that goes on with this show every week. So, we'll be back. But I think we should take a page out of Paul McLean's book next week.
We got three, they got one.
No, I think we should shake up the lineup.
You don't want to host.
Nope. So we're going to move one seat clockwise in accordance with the theory of indeterminacy. So I'll be Schnappy and Canuck. He'll be talking more doing color, and Pan's going to host the show. On that bombshell, it's time to end. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
No.
Daedalus.
Oh, hi. Herc. Herc. Herc.
It's really mean.
It's Daedalus. Herc.
Really mean.
Put on the ring.
Look out. Herc. Here comes a monster.
The guy with the tin hat there.
The mask of Vulcan.
Bonus material.
I knew you were recording. Yeah.